Can a magic box full of new tech help solve the climate crisis? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Mollywood. At the UN Climate Summit this week, more than 40 world leaders said they will work together to bring down the cost of green technology, solar panels, wind turbines, and other solutions to help us navigate the climate crisis. One of those solutions is more batteries, something we're exploring in the new Marketplace podcast, How We Survive, hosted by regular Marketplace Tech host Molly Wood. Batteries are key to getting off fossil fuels, and a mineral called lithium is a key ingredient of those batteries. Molly spoke to chemist Charles Marston for the latest episode. He's the inventor of the Iliad, which can pull lithium from geothermal brine.
It's a compact, elegant package of engineering and chemistry.
So it is a magic box.
It is a magic box.
This invention lives at a geothermal plant near the Salton Sea in Southern California. Molly Wood joins me now for some backstory.
Just as a reminder, you know, the Salton Sea is rich with this really, really hot, salty water, and companies are already using this brine to create geothermal power, renewable energy, and they want to try to extract lithium and maybe even other minerals from it. The brine itself is like a crazy nightmare character. It's super toxic and corrosive, and it's really hard to get the lithium out efficiently without having to replace your pipes all the time. So far, it's never worked affordably at scale.
And so in this episode, you're talking about something you call the magic box. What is it?
So one of the companies in the Salton Sea invented a device for very efficiently extracting only lithium from the brine. They call it the Iliad. So this company sort of set out to solve some of the problems that had plagued earlier players in the, you know, attempts to get lithium out of the Salton Sea brine. They ended up creating this, you know, I call it a gadget. Right now, it's about the size of a refrigerator. Soon, it will be the size of a warehouse. But what it really does do at its heart is shake free pure lithium hydroxide, which is the liquid state that it needs to be in to go in batteries, with a minimum of kind of degradation. Your stuff doesn't break down while you're extracting the lithium. It gets the most possible lithium out of the brine. And it seems like it's going to be a game changer for this company in the sense that they'll be able to license it to other companies. And it's because this Salton Sea brine is such a remarkable character and so legendarily hard to work with, most everybody that we talk to agrees, even outside the company, that it's a huge deal.
How close are we to this being a normal thing that happens?
That is the question, because, you know, the one caveat here is that even right now, the magic box is only working at pilot scale. But it seems to be just a couple of years around the corner that by 2024, it could be extracting lithium efficiently in the Salton Sea and other places in the world.
Molly Wood is the regular Marketplace Tech host and the host of How We Survive. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.